Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, happy new year. Just me at the top of the show to let you know of a few shows that I'm doing around the country. So we'll start off with the Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's happening in April. So the podcast tickets are on sale, European Beer Cafe, Saturdays at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I don't know, check the tickets. I'll be there, don't worry. Also the 300th show, which is happening April 13, Wednesday, as part of the Festival Club. That'll be a huge, huge show. Tickets will be on sale for that very, very soon. But also what's on sale for the Melbourne Comedy Festival is my stand-up show, Modern Contemporary. Now, this show, I was meant to do it in 2020. Then the world shut down. I didn't do it 2021 because I wasn't sure what the festival was going to be like. I've been working on it in the last like 6 months as well. I'm really looking forward to it. So only 2 weeks in the Melbourne Comedy Festival at the Western, which is just opposite the Athenaeum there on Collins Street. And so come along. It'll be very, very cool. Tickets for all these shows are at joshearl.com.au. Hey, Adelaide, I'm coming over to do that that podcast that I said I would do back last year. It's happening now, Feb 19. So the opening weekend of Adelaide Fringe at the Rhino Room, 4:30. Make sure, if you're in Adelaide, come along. It's going to be an amazing lineup. I've already booked two of the guests, waiting to hear back on two others, and I cannot wait for this one. Also, if you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up in May for the Brisbane Comedy Festival, doing two shows at the Powerhouse. Tickets for all these shows are at joshearl.com.au. If you'd like to support the podcast, become a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. Every single week, a brand new episode of Top 5 is going up. And then after the 300th episode of this podcast, that is the only place you'll be able to hear Don't You Know Who I Am's new ones, which will be up every single month. So become a Patreon subscriber today. That's all I need to say. This episode is super, super funny. First one of the year. It's always nice to have a good one at the very top of the year. This is no exception with Mel Buddle, Ben Searle, Luca Muller, and Ree Down. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks, who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Joshua, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a man from New Zealand who works as a client relationship consultant, which is a fancy way of saying middleman. Don't really need that job. Anyway, hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest is the only person in the world with her name, but according to networthpost.org.au, has a net worth valued at $6 million. Can you please welcome Moneybags Mel Buddle? Yes.
Yay!
Yes, hello. That is shockingly inaccurate, that figure.
Oh, are we talking lower or higher?
We're talking lower.
Oh,
Yeah, $6 million would be what I earned in my lifetime, maybe.
Fuck, that's but not, all right. That's still not pretty good, I reckon.
That's pretty good, mate.
You reckon?
Yeah. MB.
That's really good, Mel.
Mel Buddles does stand for money bags. That's good. Also joining us is a woman who shares her name with a reporter for the Australian newspaper, whose last story was titled, Tamworth Music Festival Gets the Boot. Can you please welcome back? It's Ree Down.
Yay, it's me. Cool.
How you
well,
doing,
good
Ray?
For her. She keeps getting new jobs and she keeps going higher and higher. Good for her.
Well, she was a cadet journalist last time. Now she's a proper full-on journalist. I don't know if she comes up with her own taglines, like her own headlines.
Yeah, she gets me to do them.
Yeah, great.
She sends them to me. It's a Ree Down collab.
Yeah, excellent. Our next guest shares his name with a geospatial specialist in Queensland. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Ben Searle.
Yay!
Hello. Hey, I don't know about
Ben?
Rocks. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, feeling great. Got some nice yellow light here. It's great.
You're I'm looking great. Good. Nice little plant in the background. Good to see.
I put that there for this.
Nice.
Otherwise, it'll look too depressing.
If only the listeners could see what we're seeing right now.
You got yourself a fiddle leaf, living the air in the north. Fuck yeah.
Right, here we go, here we go. And finally is a man who shares his name with the founder of MME, a taxation and law firm based in Zurich in Switzerland. Can you please welcome, it's Luca Muller. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Ooh. Hello. Thanks for having me, Josh and everyone.
G'day. Hey, Luca. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. I've got nice plants as well, Ben, but they're out of shot. Thank you very much.
You got a painting in the back? That's all right.
Yep. I did that painting.
Oh, that's good. Is that a lockdown painting?
Yeah, fully. Absolutely. I'm pretty close to taking it down, actually. It gives me bad vibes whenever I look at it.
And a full-length mirror there? Is that's nice?
Yeah, that's a fully, so I can just get the kit off and check myself out.
Always good. Always
that's
good.
Nice.
Now, Ree, since you've been on, you're now married.
Yeah, I'm a wife.
Welcome to married life.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I love it.
Welcome to the club.
I just love, I feel like people see me and I go talk about my husband. They're like, oh my God, she's way too young to have a husband. Like child bride vibes. But it is like a pretty normal age to get married. But it makes me feel cool.
Did you keep your surname?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Nice. It's important.
My wife didn't keep hers.
Well...
I forced her to have mine.
She's not a feminist then, I guess. Your wife's
I said
cheap.
No wife of mine is going to have a different name.
Did I see that you're drinking there, Ree, on a weeknight? Is that a little
drinking,
rum and Coke?
No, I'm just drinking a Coke, but James went to the shops and he bought me some cans, but they were warm. So he came in and brought me some ice in a glass.
Real husband vibes.
Yeah.
My husband brings me Coke.
So after that story, did he take your surname? Is that what's happening?
No. We just decided to keep our names. And you know, because I really like my last name, and I really.
But
like
he does
family.
Call you Mummy. Is that correct?
He does call me Mummy, and he goes Mummy.
Here's a Coke for Mummy.
Yeah, he goes here, Mummy, and then he goes Milk.
All right, our first game. For 2022 is Social Meme Media. In this round, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. Buzz in. Here we go. Question one. Absolutely thrilled to now be able to announce that I will be continuing my bullshit in 2022.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Ben Searle.
No, that is Mel Buttle. A point there for Mel.
Mel, yes. What bullshit?
No bullshit. You know what I like. I've got issues. I spend half the day at Clark Rubber, the other half the day at Bunnings. You know what I do. I need stuff for the house. You know, like the windows. They push up, but someone's installed the thing they rest on wrong. So I'm at Bunnings trying to explain that to some bloke in his 60s most Saturday mornings. So that's continuing throughout 2022. Just that's how I fill a week up. I do that.
Same guy. You just go back and resume the story.
Yeah. I'm like, excuse me. Can you bring me Graham? Thanks.
Question two. All right. Time to find mum's endone.
Luca.
Mel.
Yes, Luca.
Redown.
No, that is Ben Searle.
Oh.
And Ben, do you remember when that was posted?
Christmas Day.
It was Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of it. She doesn't miss it. And it's fun. I haven't been drinking, so I was like, you know, a little endone is a treat for being not drinking. So that's the compromise.
Really is a treat. I've still got some kicking around the house from my surgery from last year. But I just think on Christmas, it blocks you up. So with a Christmas Day lunch and an endone, Boxing Day wouldn't have been fun.
I took one after watching a documentary about Oxycontin. I was like, I got to check it out.
Sounds cool.
And I see how they got into it.
It's like all those like documentaries on Scientology, the first half always seems really cool and really happy. Everyone's so like, it's like the, what was the one about that, like Wild Country?
Oh, the Bagwani, wearing orange in the desert. That's
halfway through. That seems so cool. It was like these guys have got the life. Like,
they figured
the vibe
it out.
Is right.
So if you just turn it off, then say you're watching on a flight and the flight stopped early, or you couldn't watch the whole thing on the flight, you just go, "Oh, that sounds cool." I'm going to join that.
A huge tip for drug seekers, if you are after Rhiannon, sorry, should have just said your name then. hang around women who've had cesarean sections because they always get sent home with endone and they've got spare. And yeah, just you know, like a bad smell, hang around them and they'll slip you one.
So what's that? Just at the shops, go up to a lady with a newborn. Is this natural or they cut you open or what?
Should it come through the sunroof? What's going on? No, I won't say that. Okay.
What are you going to say, Josh? What did that come out of your pussy?
Question 3. Google Maps can suck me off.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Luca.
No, that's Ree. That's Ree.
Oh, wow.
It can. It can. It can absolutely suck me right off.
What are you on, Apple Maps? Waze?
No, I'm still using Google Maps. It can just suck me off.
Why are you mad at Google Maps?
Because
the voice.
I don't know what's going on. They're always making me go the long way. Conspiracy theory is that they're in cahoots with the toll companies. You know? Why are you always trying to make me go through the airport link when it's only 1 minute shorter? That's silly. It's $5.20.
Jump in the settings and go no tolls.
I do that now,
what?
Luca.
All right, Google Maps
it's
can
still,
suck
it's
you off.
It's just
that's
the
insane.
Principle of the matter that Google Maps is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Hey. It should not be directing you to one of our two toll roads that we proudly have here in Queensland. It shouldn't be.
It's unnecessary.
You wouldn't have driven without it though, Ree. You wouldn't have driven in a time when there wasn't that option. And it wasn't a
good
time.
No, if I didn't have Google Maps, I'd probably just stay at home.
I remember me and Mel drove to Sale once in Victoria and had to print out the directions on the way that, like, the day before.
Mm-hmm. Print out?
Yeah, I had them on my lap reading where Mel, so turn gross. Left here, turn right here.
Oh, my God.
Then
feel
we did
bad
it.
For you guys.
No, you Hazelhurst. It was good.
Wow. That's right. We did.
Question 4. Seeing a growing wave of anti-Paul Kelly and anti-gravy sentiment this year, just want to say, fuck up and suck me off.
Ben.
Mel?
Yes, Mel.
Well, I'm tempted because of the ending of the tweet to go with Ree, but I'm wondering if it's more of a Luca vibe.
You are
Is
correct.
It Luca Muller?
It was Luca Muller, yeah, point there for Mel.
Yes.
It's true. That, don't you think? This year, for the first time, like always on the 21st of December, everyone's like, hey, it's Gravy Day or whatever, like the song. And then this year, for some reason, everyone was like, oh, it's not that good a song. Or like one person was like, all well and good, celebrate the song, but don't forget about people spending Christmas in prison. That's what the song's about, you fucking idiot. It's a good song.
I just like the fact that they were both suck me offs after. Yeah. I'm seeing a trend in cool young comedy. Suck Me Off is the new Rufflecopter, whatever that bullshit was.
I made a t-shirt that you used to be able to buy on my website and it said Suck Me Off, but only one person bought it. And I guess
that was Luca Muller.
People don't want to wear a t-shirt that says Suck
you
Me
still
Off
got
them? In public.
Yeah. Well, at the end with the plugs, you can do them then.
Yeah, everyone can buy one.
All right. Question
to wear to bed.
Question 5. Mostly straight, but can definitely fill in for your LGBT plus netball team. I'm queer if you need.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
That's Mel.
No, that's Luca Muller.
What? Luca. Mel, you love netball jokes.
I can see how you got led by the nose down the garden path there. You've heard sport and you've made some assumptions.
It does say at the start of that, mostly straight. I don't know how you'd read that from Mel.
I wasn't listening. I didn't listen to the whole thing, if I'm being
also,
honest.
I'm not sure if you actually cut that off. The ending was, I'm queer if you need. I just want to get that out there. I thought that was very, very well done, Luca.
That is very well done. Congrats, Luca.
How long were you sitting on that, Luca?
That one was in the drafts for months because I couldn't figure out how to say it without giving it away. I still am not that happy with it, really. The clunkiness of saying, I can fill in for your LGBT plus netball team really hurts me.
All right. Question 6. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, okay, you're pretty good at fooling. Fool me thrice, okay, that time I just wanted to say thrice.
Ben.
Luca. Yes, Luca.
Mel Bartle.
You are correct. Point there for Luca. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Guilty.
These are hard. Yeah. These are really hard.
Yeah. Thrice, though. Thrice is a great word.
And it is a good word.
Not enough opportunities to say thrice. And that tweet was an excuse, like Luca's queer if you need. It was like, I'm going to write the word thrice today on the internet. Let's work backwards.
I love the little peek behind the curtain.
Yep.
All right. Look. Here we go. Question 7. If you see me post on Facebook, it is for no one but my mum and my mum's friends.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Is it Redown?
It is Redown. Another point there for Mel.
Brilliant. And how is your mum, Rhiannon?
Fiona, Mandy, Sherelle, they're all good. All the girls.
Yep.
You know, they like my photos. Because what I put up on Instagram is, you know, it's like a photo of me and James and it says suck me off or some nonsense like that. And then on Facebook, it's like having a really good time, having a lovely day, you know. And I don't post very much on there, but, you know, when I do it, it's for the girlies over 60.
Yeah.
And I love them. I just want them to see their friend's daughter living it up. And, like, being successful to a degree, you know, for mum. It's all for her. It's all for Sherelle. I love her so much.
I've met Ree's mum. She's a delight. If we were friends on Facebook, I'd post on there to please her.
Yeah. First time you're on the pod, Ree, you said that your mum listens to all the podcasts that you do. Does she still do that?
No, there's too many now. Say, yeah. She just and the more open I've become about talking about drugs, I'm very open with her about it. She doesn't. There's no secrets between me and Sherelle, much to her disdain. She doesn't. Not that she doesn't like listening to it anymore, but she's like, I've heard it all. What's there to say? You're covered in cum. You're doing lots of fucking acid. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what all the young ones are into. That's what they're all doing. So cum, anal. That's all I hear at the open mic nights.
When I was like a couple of years into doing comedy, anytime I would turn up to a gig, Mel would always give me grief about how low my top was. She'd be like, oh, okay, a couple of buttons up, please, Missy. A couple of buttons up, if you don't mind. It's a comedy show, not a strip club, Rhiannon.
Exactly.
Full name always. No one knows what it is except Mel.
I want to hear your jokes, and I don't want to be distracted by anything else. Just want to...
Question 8. Holy shit, yes, it's midnight. Fuck yeah.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Is that Luca?
That is Luca. Point there for Ree.
Yeah, that'd be mid-lockdown.
You love midnight, babe.
Well, guess fucking what? Tonight's midnight as we're recording.
Tuesday night.
I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing them.
That must be why you're glowing.
And it's the triple as well, all of them. Green bin, recycling and normal bin. Fucking jackpot.
We don't have a triple. We've got three bins, but recycling and green waste, they alternate. Which are the two that are filled up the most. Our aqua normal bin has nothing in it most weeks.
My old place had a glass bin.
Sorry, listeners. This is another episode of Bin Boys. Here we go.
Glass bins Langford are coming in
on the phone. Like, yeah,
we got a glass bin. It's purple, and
we're all getting them. I think they're come. They're
it's a nightmare.
You were the test market, and now they were a hit.
What's this glass lilac bin for?
You can only put glass in it. So and no jar lids. It's just like more shit. Like, how much glass do you really have? Like, unless you're sinking piss
much.
All the time, it's like. It's crazy.
Jeez Louise.
For my Coke bottles. Last kind.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a roadkill bin or a cane toad bin. That'd be a bit more useful for the way my life pans out. But anyway, yeah, glass bin, sure.
All right, question 9. Yes,
you should write to the council.
Yeah. Question 9. Yes, I draw Simpsons porn, but it's just Barney fucking Mrs. Crabapple. Two consenting adults having fun together. DM for prices.
Ben?
Yes, it is Ben. Yes.
You little freak.
I was feeling, you know, sometimes you put something up and you're like, fuck it, I don't need to work.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Hey, speaking of the Simpsons, question 10.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
Mel.
No, that's Ben again.
Oh, checked us, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know about that one. It's probably going to get deleted.
Do you want me to edit out of this podcast? I can just put a like beep, a sensor beep.
A 10-second long beep, and then yeah. It's just Luca going, Ben.
Me saying, speaking of The Simpsons, and then just beep. Yeah, I'm going to do that. We'll do that, Ben. That'll be good. Become a patron subscriber if you want to hear the full one. All right, at the end of that first round, the scores are Luca and Ben, you're both on 2 points. Mel and Ree, you're both on 3 points.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
Split it. All right, this round.
That's exciting.
It's a new round. It's called Dress Sexy at My Funeral. Now, this round...
Okay.
We're talking about death, but we're going to keep it light. And today we're talking about a funeral of Ben's friend who sadly passed away. Now, his friend was never one to dress up. So as a tribute, Ben and all his friends thought it'd be nice to wear matching Hawaiian shirts to the funeral. They found one from Lowe's, but still needed more. As luck would have it, Ben was driving home one night before the funeral and saw a man on the street wearing the exact same shirt that they had all bought. Ben stopped the car and pleaded to the man, offering to buy it from him. The man was hesitant, so Ben gave him his number and said, if you change your mind, call me. The next day, the guy did, and they met up. But what happened next when Ben went to try to buy the shirt? Okay? So there's a lot in that. That's just the setup. But here's what you're going to find. What did the guy do? So the guy was super paranoid and asked Ben if he was wearing a wire. Ben thought he was joking, but the guy was very serious and made Ben lift up his shirt to prove that he wasn't recording the conversation. That's A. B. The guy had a bag with him, and after the transaction, asked if Ben was looking to buy anything else. When the guy opened up the bag, it was full of batteries and shaving cream.
That's not what I pictured when I pictured a bag.
Or C. The guy didn't have another shirt with him, and asked for Ben's in return. Ben said, but I'm paying you for the shirt already. And the guy said, yeah, but I can't just walk around without a shirt on. And Ben did it because he really wanted the shirt. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Ben as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get this incorrect, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Why did he turn up wearing the shirt you wanted to buy and didn't just bring it in a little plastic bag with him?
I don't think he was entirely all there. It was the middle of summer when this happened, like it was this time of year, January. He didn't, seem super bright. The whole transaction was, like, it was kind of hard to explain the whole thing. He didn't, like, even though I said, like, hey, my friend died, we're doing this thing for him, still didn't seem very, I would have thought, hey, any normal person will be sympathetic to this thing, you know, get it over the line. He just, I don't think he was too bright. So that, I think that's why.
And what was in the bag?
The bag?
Mm.
The bag was not like super full, like, but in it was like batteries and shaving cream and stuff like that.
What sort of bag are we talking?
Like a plastic bag, like thin plastic before, you know, ubiquitous, you know, heavy-duty Coles bag plastic.
Mm-hmm. Handles on there or like the sort you put the green beans in and stuff?
Like it's part of the bag. Like it's, you know, old school plastic bag.
Yeah, bougie.
A fancy plastic bag.
He wanted money in exchange for the shirt. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, when I told him what it was for, like initially he said no. And then when he called me, he was like, all right, I'm willing, but I need to be compensated for this. Like, I'm going to need some money for this. So he kind of saw it as an opportunity to make a bunch of cash off this. And then, was asking me for a bunch of, like, he kind of wanted, like, maybe more of $100, but I kind of talked him down from that.
Cool. And then $50, and then a little shirt lift, a little treat.
I mean, a lot of people are, you know, fanging to see the Cell Man's rig, so.
And how much was the shirt from Lowe's originally?
$15.
And how much did you give him?
$50 in the end, yeah.
Wow. Jeez, he's made quite the little profit there, hasn't he? Mm.
Nice little earner. Nice.
How much were the batteries and shaving cream for?
We didn't quite get to the price part of that.
In the one where you swap shirts, what shirt were you wearing that you swapped him into?
I was just wearing like a plain black AS color shirt. Like, so I guess when I swapped him, I was like, I got like 5 or 6 of these at home. So, you know, fuck it.
Yeah. Wow.
And so you were both similar sizes? Like, he wasn't a very large or very skinny bloke? Like, the shirt that he put on of yours fit when he walked off in your shirt?
I would say you had to walk off in his shirt.
Yeah, so I wore the Hawaiian shirt. So.
Imagine walking past this on the street. Here's $50. Give me your shirt and you can wear my shirt. A good day.
Yeah,
no batteries or shaving cream for me. Thanks, mate. Bye.
The Hawaiian shirt was like, you know, sort of quite billowy and, you know, I'm an XL. He was just like a normal, you know, probably a large or something. So, you know, easy swap.
Easy swap. Nice.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm. In the one where he thinks you're a cop and you wear the wire, how far up did you show? Like, shirt around above nipples, or you're just a little flash nipples of the belly, or all the way up?
Yeah, well, I think they tape the thing up right here, don't they? Like, right in between the tits. Right.
Yeah. And he was content with that? Did you have to... he was all right with that? You didn't have to do a spin or anything else to prove you're not a cop?
Happy with the shirt lift.
I would be too.
Is the answer A, B, or C, Ben?
Hey! You're not going to fucking get me like that.
Interesting. He's being shady all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right, what do people think? Luca, we'll start with you. What do you think?
I reckon C, the shirt swap.
Okay, Mel, what do you think?
I think the same as Luca. I think the shirt's what makes the most logical sense.
All right, and read down.
Can I have what the answers are again?
So it was either A was thought he was wearing a wire, mm-hmm. B was bag full of batteries and shaving cream, C was give me your shirt, I can't walk out without a shirt on.
I'm going to go with, A for apples, B for Ben Searle. I'm going to go for B.
You're going to go for B. The correct answer was B.
Yes. Oh, no.
Jeez.
Had a bag full of batteries and shaving cream cans.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was
loose
pretty...
Loose batteries or...
No, full, like, I reckon there was, like, maybe 10 packets of 10 batteries and maybe 8 or 9 cans of shaving cream, all with, like, you know, that little sticker that's got the electronic thing in it on it still. So, yeah, I think as the conversation with him went on, I sort of realized that we weren't quite on the same level in terms of just swapping the shirt. He was wanting a bit more out of the deal. Yeah, he started this big story about how his sister had given him the shirt after the fact and, like, tried to make it sentimental on his part of it. It was fucking insane. And then, yeah, I got the shirt and it fucking reeked of BO, obviously. I had to full nappy sand it. The funeral, like, came and we were flying up to the sunny coast for it. And my friend Vinny, who was like best mates with my mate who passed away, he didn't get one of the shirts. So then I gave him, I was like, all right, you can have this shirt. You know, I told him the full story. I go, you can have it. We get to the funeral. My mate Vinny's just there not wearing it. So I went through all of that for absolutely nothing. And I have not seen that shirt since. But, you know, made a friend, you know.
Yeah.
Also, Ben, I have a question for you. I know question time is finished, but when I asked you about the bag, you acted like you had forgotten the bag, what was inside the bag. Was that a trick? Were you trying to trick me?
Mm.
What? It was a trick. It was a little trick. What can I say? I'm a trickster.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought it was B.
I also just remembered that I had to lie. I was like, instead of just telling the story.
At the end of the round, the scores are Luca, you're still on 2 points. Mel, you're on 3 points. Ree, you're on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Ben Searle.
Wow.
Nice.
Hey, we're going to take a short break, hear some from ads, and we'll be back very soon. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
So quick, man.
That's good, wasn't it?
Man, you must be lightning quick on that GarageBand edit button.
No advertisers interested this week, eh?
I see the pause. I can see it. I listen back. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you can say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, to Ben. Now, Ree, as we know, recently got married. But just before she walked down the aisle, a friend of hers helped her zip her dress up, but in doing so, the friend cut her hand open and bled on the back of Ree's dress. So, when Ree walked down the aisle, it looked like she had just got her period. Yeah or nah?
Which friend was it, Ree?
Aurora. Aurora Campbell, which I think you might know her.
The artist.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
She was a joint bridesmaid of me and James.
Nice.
And also, I will adjust Josh's story. It wasn't walking down the aisle with it on. It did get cleaned up.
Is this a trick?
No. But because basically...
A lot of detail here.
Basically, I had... my top was a bodysuit and then I had two skirts for the day. So when she was zipping up my long skirt for the ceremony, it opened up a scab on her hand.
What colour blood does she have?
Red.
Right, okay. And were you upset?
Yes and no, like not really, but like just like I was stressed and I was running late for the ceremony.
I'm gonna go yeah.
You are correct, Ben. That is a true story. Yeah, put there for Ben. Yes,
sick.
So did, but you get,
it,
did the stain get out?
It did get cleaned up, so yeah. My other bridesmaid Jax basically banished Aurora to the corner.
Old scab hands.
Yeah. And it was cleaned up like literally within a minute. I kind of thought it was funny. It was kind of nice. It broke the tension. Like I was really stressed. We were running late. For my dress, I had to like tape my boobs instead of wearing a bra. So I didn't do that until like we were supposed to leave until like 20 minutes towards the ceremony because I kind of just lost track of time. So I was just like sweating and everything was really stressful. And then when when Aurora said that she'd gotten blood on the back of my dress, it kind of just, I don't know, it was just really funny and everything seemed okay.
I was just,
but it looked like I had a mini period.
I was at a New Year's party with Aurora and I was chatting to her and I said, oh, I'm so jealous you got to go to Ree's wedding. I got uninvited because of COVID. I assume that's why anyway. And, and I was like, how was it? Was it perfect? Was it the best? And she said, yeah, it was a perfect day. She never mentioned this.
Yeah. Also in our wedding video. So just quick side note, Aurora was a bridesmaid for one of her brothers when she was like much younger and fell walking down the aisle. And so in the wedding video, you can see James, who's like waiting down the aisle, just watching Aurora's feet, like the whole time she's walking. And she looks so, like, she looks kind of upset. Like, she looks really stressed.
I'm looking at my feet. Yeah.
And right at the last minute, I said to Aurora, I was like, oh, do you think you could walk down the aisle with Winnie? Because our dog was also, like, a part of the day. And she just looked at me and she goes, no, like that. So it wasn't a good day for her until after the ceremony was finished. She was really stressed.
All right, so I'll put there for Ben. Now, to Ree, when Mel was at uni, she was hating it and would have dreams of quitting and working full-time in the deli at Woolworths. She got an interview, but came on a little strong because when asked why she would like to work at Woolworths, she replied, it's my dream to work in the Woolworths deli. And the interviewer said, dream? You need to find some perspective. This shouldn't be anyone's dream. Yeah or nah?
What was it about the Woolworths deli that made you want to work there so bad?
So, it was like about food. Mm-hmm. And I'm obsessed with food. And yes. I would just ask people what they're doing with their, like, they'd be like, can I get a kilo of chicken drumsticks? I'd be like, oh, what are we doing with these tonight?
Like, you're like the florist of meat.
Yes. And I just loved it. And I loved, like, all the sausages that were, like, gourmet and exciting. And I just got into it. And it was, like, really simple. It was just, like, repetitive and easy. And I hate it. This was like second year uni and I was like halfway through the degree and I hated it. And that was when it went into, we're doing pracs at school and stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. Where I was like, the deli's going pretty good for me though. So, yeah.
I'm going to go with nah.
You are correct, Ree. That is not true. Although based on true. You did really want to quit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to be a teacher. I still don't want to be a fucking teacher. But January 24th, guess where I'll be?
Oh.
In a playground, clicking at rubbish, going, don't walk past it. Lachlan, you're a senior.
Will
Pick
you be,
it up.
Will you be doing that, Mel? Or will it take 2 more weeks when the school's actually open? Who knows?
Who knows?
What a time
Look,
to be
I'll
alive.
Be there. I think essential worker kids can turn up on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And from my experience throughout the pandemic, everyone's kid is an essential worker kid. So weird how that happens. You're essential at Mrs. Crockett's, are you? Fantastic. Great. Love to have him here. He's a gem.
All right. So I'll point that to Reed now to Luca.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Ben was 15, for his mum's 40th birthday, they went to do a climb of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Ben was 15 and super hungover. They arrived at the climb, and unbeknownst to Ben, everyone had to do a breath test before they could climb the bridge.
What?
Ben failed the test and just had to wait for them all in the hot sun for 4 hours until they got back down. Yeah or nah?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. So what date's your mum's birthday?
It just happened. It's 9th of January.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday,
Happy
Mrs.
birthday,
Searle.
Mrs. Searle.
Nice. And so it was her 40th and you were 15 and you were hungover. How early were you boozing? Were you with your mum the night before boozing together in Sydney? Was she chill with it or what was the situation?
Yeah, yeah. We have family in Sydney, so it was like mum's birthday at her sister's place. So it was like all my cousins and stuff there. So we, you know, it was more of a backyard kind of barbecue vibe, and a lot of like sneaking red wine and stuff like that. And you know, we know when the adults are a bit pissed and they're like, ah, yeah, have a couple, like that was the kind of setting. So, and just really went overboard with that.
Yeah, red wine as well. It's the kind of drink where if the adults say, oh, if you can handle it, you can drink it,
because
most kids wouldn't like red wine.
I was pretty cool back then. You know, reading Bukowski, it's pretty cool.
Oh shit. And so who was the person that denied you? Is it like the person in the harness right before you go on, or is there a little office or
there's like a little area down below where you have to put, you know, that you wear the jumpsuits and they sort of tie you up and stuff. That's all down and below, and then they do all the tests, like the breath test to go up, and you know, they put these headphones on that like go through your jawbone so you can hear the person inside your head, because I guess it's so windy up there you can't use normal headphones or something like that, so it's this thing that like vibrates on your jawbone and you can hear it in your inner ear. So they set you up with all this stuff and then they do the breath test and then that's when I failed.
So what was your mum's response to the failed breath?
Wasn't happy, I tell you that. she was pretty mad about it. I think didn't quite realise how on it I got.
Cool of a kid you were.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't realise I had a mad cunt for a son.
Jeez, Ben's probably too cool to do this lame bridge climb anyway. Hit the town, brother. I'm going to say yeah. I want to believe it. I'll say yeah.
Nah. You are incorrect. It's a no. Sorry. Point there for Ben.
Ben's not actually cool.
Well,
he's so cool. He passed the breath test. It's all true. He passed it. To do the climb, though.
Sorry, Ben, but it's cool that you didn't pass it, because little 15-year-old Ben got fucking trash at his mum's 40th. So.
Well, the actual story is we did go up to Sydney for my step. Yeah, my step. It was my step. That's another little lie. It's my stepmom's 40th. And
so many lies.
I know. It's
I'm muting. I'm muting you now.
And I got real pissed at this party, and ate heaps of like gourmet sausages, which I guess Mel. Like back to your story, and
actually, my
and actually, we were staying in this apartment thing, and I vomited in the sofa bed of the apartment, like the service apartment, and just folded it up, and then we checked out.
Then oh my God, went back to being cool, Ben. Back to being cool, my guy.
Then we did the bridge climb.
Oh my God,
and, mate!
And the thing about the headphone thing was true, but I had such a bad hangover that. Like it's like someone talking in your head as you're doing the climb. Mm. It was insane. God.
That's fucked.
It's insane up there. They shouldn't let people up.
All right. Now, to Mel. When Luca was a teenager, his parents went away and he and his brother made prank calls to people saying, "Hello, this is the president of the pedo club and it says here, you, you haven't... Says here, you haven't paid your membership. Most people will just hang up straight away, but one man got super irate and with caller ID kept on calling Luca's house. Luca unplugged the phone until 10 minutes before his parents got back. When his parents got back, sure enough, the man rang back and Luca's dad answered, yeah or nah?
Okay, Luca Muller.
Mr. President, thank you very much.
Was the man... annoyed that you hadn't received his funds? Or
yeah, he didn't want to get kicked out.
Right, he wanted to be in the group. Okay. So the pedo club. How old were you at this age you were doing this?
This was maybe about 14, 15 or so, right? Mm. When when your parents think, oh yeah, they're mature enough, we can leave them at home for the weekend and nothing bad will happen. It'll be fine.
Phone bills through the roof.
So what did the man say to you on the phone when you said, oh, your membership's up with the pedo club?
He was angry. He knew straight away, obviously, it was a prank call. And he said, you fucking kids and your prank calls. And then it seemed to twig with him that we were also calling him a pedo. And he was like, oh, and this pedo nonsense. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You've got sick minds. He called us like sick and twisted. And then we sort of were real scared and hung up. And that was about it.
Yeah. Then he was going to come over and, touch you, young boys. Really join the club.
The irony.
Were you big on prank calls?
Yeah, big on prank calls, and this one became a real go-to. This was a favourite.
Did you do them from your house often? Because I was into them, but I would always do them from like a payphone. I was very afraid.
We did.
Are now free for everyone in Australia. So go out there, bring back the prank calls, kids.
A bunch of people are about to get called pedos real quick.
We did do a few of those payphone ones. This was from the home phone, and we'd actually just upgraded from, like, you know, the shitty, like, stock standard sort of flat white Telstra phone that everyone had.
Yep.
We'd gone from that to a step above that, and we thought we'd figured out how to, like, hide our phone number or whatever from the person we were calling to put on, you know, no caller ID, and so they wouldn't be able to call us back, but yeah, they could.
How did you get the numbers to call? How did you decide who you were going to ring?
We just went random through the yellow pages, or through the, is that the one with the, is that the residential one? Whatever the phone book with people in it
pages.
Was. White pages.
The white pages.
Yeah, just went like, pick a letter, that person.
Okay. I'm going to say, Josh, that this is because it seems to be in the wheelhouse of Luca, of his brand.
Mel, you are correct. This is a true story, Point there for Mel.
I've been to parties with Luca and he'll be like, oh, come here for a second. Do you want to get some numbers and we can call people? They'll tell them that they're pedos and that they're missing out on the pedo membership. And I'm always like, yeah, mate, I let me go get a drink first and then I'll come meet you wherever you are. And I always leave him. I leave him be.
And he make his little calls.
His little business calls.
But I'll never forget my dad walking out and being like, because he took the call, Because yeah, we.
Your dad also he's the president of the pedo club now because he's answered the phone.
When Judy calls. Yeah, we unplugged it all weekend, and they got back, plugged it in as they were pulling back in. The guy called, Dad picked it up, went to another room, as was the luxury of having not the Telstra corded phone now. And didn't hear what was happening in there, but he came out, and my mum goes, "What was that?" And he goes, "Some bloody maniac yelling about the pedo club or something, I don't know."
I also love that the accused pedo, the fakely accused pedo, has been calling nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as your dad puts that phone back in, he's like, "Yep, got him. Good, good. 2 days isn't enough.
I was such a pedo. How'd I have so much free time, mate? I've been calling you all weekend.
Calling little boys on their phone."
At the end of the round, the scores are Luca, you're on 2. Mel, you're on 4. Ree, you're on 5. But in the lead now, on 6 points, it's Ben.
Wow.
Jeez.
Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you.
Because he's so good at lying.
Interesting.
Wow.
This is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. Who was once in a group job interview where they had to draw a monster and give it a superpower, and one person in the interview gave their monster the power of teamwork?
Luca. Free.
Yes, Luca.
Ben Searle?
You are correct. Point there for Luca.
Yeah, I saw him smirking.
Fuck.
What power did you give your monster?
I think I can't remember. Maybe fun.
Big old dong. That'd be cool. Draw a monster. What's your? He's got a massive dick.
Hired.
Question 2: Who here has hit a person in their car?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Mel.
Yeah, you are correct. It was Mel, yeah.
Yeah, guilty. I'm a very poor driver.
Yeah. Did they die?
Yeah. No. They don't die.
I wouldn't call it a life, but they're not dead.
No, they're fine.
Pissing into a bag.
Hospital makes him watch fucking Bake Off all the time.
No, I hit him really slow because it was like outside a pub and there was like lots of people on the road, and so I was only doing 40 anyway, and then
40?
So yeah. No, 40's that's nothing, mate.
That's what you're allowed to hit kids at. So 40's actually fine.
It's actually very safe. Yeah, and then something bounced off the windscreen and I thought it was a big tree branch, but then I was like, oh, tree branches don't wear shirts. Anyway, all fine. Everyone's fine.
It's so funny. I've also hit someone with my car and I was like, I don't remember telling Josh. I was like, who told Josh?
We know what you did last summer.
Such salt in the wound to hit someone with your car, then pop out and go, "Sorry, mate, you look like a fucking tree branch."
Women can't drive.
Don't wear, green and brown. Don't do it.
Question 3: Who here worked as Santa's helper while they were on mushrooms? Also, the Santa was Goxie.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
It's got to be Ree.
It is Ree, yes.
The mushrooms is a dead giveaway.
I know. I should have
Who did anything on mushrooms? Well, James and I had our Christmas party. We had like a big Christmas party for our friends. And this gig was like really good money. It was literally only an hour. I was like, I'm not going to turn it down. So I'll take a really little teeny tiny little mushroom. And it just fucked me up so hard, like sent me into outer space. It was so bad. And my dad had to come and pick me up from the party and take me. And I just remember being in the car wearing like a full, because they'd also bought me an elf costume, just wearing a full elf costume, just not being able to kind of comprehend anything. And then just had to go and talk to like 1,000 people in the valley. And also the thing was that it was bad Santa. So they'd be like, yeah, tell them to get into like naughty positions and like be really cheeky with it. And I remember like the first person, they were like, how should I pose? And I was like, I don't know, give Santa a lap dance or something. And they were like, what? And I was like, nothing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for saying that. And then just for the rest of it, I would just be like, yeah, do whatever you want. It was awful. But I got money. Well, I haven't been paid for it yet, but not yet, but I will. Right. And then it will be worth it.
Question four. Who was taught how to poach an egg? Because I were told it's a secret to a successful relationship.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Luca?
Yeah, it was Luca. Yeah, point there for Ben.
Ben is good.
Cunt likes to cook.
It's true. It was at my brother's bucks. We were at an Airbnb and everyone was all drunk. And one guy who like had sort of never had a girlfriend or anything was like, Dazzy, my brother, what's the secret to a good relationship? And my brother's like, oh, you know, lots of things. But every morning I wake up early and make breakfast for my fiance. I make a poached egg on toast. And the guy was like, fuck, I don't even know how to poach an egg, man. Like that was like, that's the secret to a relationship. So then he taught us all how to poach.
See, that's the stories that come out of Bucks parties. That is every. Did you have a hen's party, Ree?
Yeah, I kind of did. Yeah, I just took a bunch of acid with some friends, and I cried in my room for a bit.
Checks out again. all right,
it was nice.
Question five: who once had a stampede of cows run through their campsite?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Luca?
No, that was Ree. Ree did that.
It was fucking scary, was dude. It was so scary.
Where was it?
I can't remember what the place is called, but I went there like 6 months ago. And like previously we had gone up to walk to like a cow paddock and a cow had charged at us and like kind of spooked us. So if we hadn't been charged by this cow previously, when the cows walked into our campsite, I probably wouldn't have been so scared. But I feel like every time I tell someone this story, no one understands how scary it is. Like these cows,
they're fucking
massive little cunts and they're just like doing whatever they want. And where our tents were set up, everyone was sleeping around the edge because we had these like teepees. So everyone was sleeping around the edge of the teepee. So if the cows got spooked or whatever, because we also had dogs there, then they could have just like crushed our friends' skulls. And it was, and I was high, and we're all high too. It was just very scary and spooky wooky.
Where was this? Do you remember where this was?
It was like an hour and a half out of Brizzy.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't remember what it was called.
Logan, gotcha. anyway.
Question seven. Who here has never had diarrhea?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Let me have a look at the icons. I just want to see everyone's face. I feel like it's such a compliment, but it's also weird. I'm going to go with Luca.
You are correct. Yes, it was Luca. Yeah.
How do you do it?
Really proud. Yeah, what's your secret, dude?
At this point, I'm like, that's bad, right? You should have it.
I don't know. Well, I don't think it is bad because you only get it when something bad's going on.
Yeah, right. I get like some of the symptoms and stuff, but never the actual diarrhea.
I get
like,
some of the symptoms of diarrhea, but never actually diarrhea.
Well, Seren and I was lucky enough to be in Singapore with Seren Jayamano, who I'm sure has been on the pod before. Yep. And we ate this real spicy fish curry and we were like, man, that was the best thing I've ever eaten. And then we were both walking to a gig and he was like, oh, are you starting to feel sick, man? Are you feeling real sick? And I was like, yeah, I feel fucking so sick, dude. And then we got to the gig and both just disappeared into the bathroom. And he's like, man, I just had like the worst diarrhea. And I was like, oh, I just did like a full normal shit in there, dude. Sorry to brag.
Flipping your hair. Just a normal solid little poo.
Next question. Who as a child desperately wanted dreadlocks?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Was it Ben?
No, it was Mel. Mel.
Mel, what the fuck?
Well, hip hop was very cool, and I was like, be cool.
I can't imagine you with dreadlocks. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get anywhere near close to them. I would just every morning like twirl my hair into what I thought looked like dreadlocks when it was wet, and then go to school with like my own self-imposed dreadlocks. But then my hair would dry, and it would just be.
Yep.
I had no friends till I was 15. Anyway,
that's horrendous.
Yeah, I just wanted to be like in Criss Cross.
Yeah, babe.
Or like one of those groups, and that's how I was cool.
Think you might do it now?
Yeah. 2022, the year of dreadlocks for Mel Buttle.
Yeah, I think that white woman should get some dreadlocks.
I reckon it's back in.
Yeah, I may never work again, but sure, I look cool.
All right, next question. Who recently impressed a cashier when they ordered two Vietnamese coffees with their dinner?
Luca.
Well, it can't be Luca because he's never shat.
Yeah,
Luca.
Yep.
Ben Searle.
You are correct. Yes, it was Ben Searle.
I know the guy loves a bit of Vietnamese.
Yeah. When I said went to pay, I was like, yeah, I had the two Vietnamese iced coffees. And he goes, damn, brother. It was one of the best nights of my life.
What else do you have? What's the menu there?
It's this place in Northcote, Brother Bon. It's like kind of Vietnamese cool place. I think I had some sort of Vietnamese-inspired chicken burger.
Mm.
It was delicious.
So it's a fusion joint, is it?
Yep, fusion. But authentic. Not a white person in there. So it's not bad.
Great.
It's not bad. It's not like it's not
that
like
was my next question.
It's not crook.
How many white people were there?
Just all the patrons.
And our final question for the game, who, after they got their headshots back, once had an acting agency respond, "You need to tell us if you have a disability."
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Whoever I answer, this is gonna be so fucking mean. Okay. I'm gonna go with Luca, purely because I'm the better friends with him out of anyone here, and he'll forgive me. I'm going with
Mel
Luca.
Buttle. It was Mel Buttle. I'm very sorry.
It was me. It was the early 2000s. People said things like that out loud back then.
Yeah. You had dreadlocks, cross-eyed.
Oh, because I'd never worn like proper makeup before, and I got full makeup done for these headshots. And, like, putting eyeliner in my eye was, like, a full-on eye rape. I'd never had it done. And so my eyes watered and cried, and it ruined the photos because in every photo I'm crying. And and I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I can't wear eyeliner. It, like, made me, like, cry. And they were like, you really needed to let us know if you've got a disability. But I don't know if that's an official one on the list. But,
just crying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then count me disabled, babe, because I'm fucking crying all the time.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Mel, 3 points. Ree, 4 points. Luca, 5 points. But our winner on 8 points is Ben Searle, everyone.
Ben, congratulations.
Well done.
Hell yeah.
I'm not jealous at all.
Thank you, thank you. It was great. Glad to come and tell some little fibs. It's fun.
Hey, Ben, because you win, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. Where can people find you?
I'm just on the net, at Searle _ Twitter and Instagram. Got a web domain the other day, searle.net. Haven't put anything on it yet, so just up for construction at the moment. So check it out soon.
And what about Talking Biscotti?
We put the last one out over a year ago, and Portelli and I have been we've been working on it lately because you know, the world's ending again, so we've got some stuff we're hoping to put it out in 2 weeks, and people might be what the fuck is this? But you know, it's a bit of fun.
Great stuff. Hey, Luca, where can people find you?
On all the socials, Luca C. Muller. I'm doing stand-up in Adelaide for The Fringe and also in Melbourne for the Comedy Festival. Come to those, please. Please.
Sick.
Please.
Ree Down, where can people find you?
You can find me Ree Down on Instagram and Twitter, which I don't really use, and stupidbaby.com.au for art, and I will put the Suck Me Off t-shirts back on. If anyone wants to buy them, if you know you want to, that's cool. You can use a discount code, the Don't You Know Who I Am, but the abbreviated version, because I'm not putting that into a fucking promo code.
Nah, it's a bit long, isn't it?
It's quite long.
Title, yeah.
Yeah, and just fuffing about Brisbane, probably.
Cool. And Mel Buttle, where can people find you?
On the webs. Melinda Buttle is my full name, and that's what I use on the internet when I signed up for it. a lot of Instagram. If you're into the Morning Fresh ad, I've recently done a deep dive on the creators of that fantastic piece of commercial advertising, which you can find in my saved stories, which is probably the most productive I've been about a year.
Really? Yeah. Hey, everyone, listen to this. If you're in Melbourne, I'm doing the live podcast at Comedy Republic. It's going to be the first Saturday of every month starting February. So go to joshua.com.au for tickets. Also, tickets for my stand-up show in the Comedy Festival are on sale as well. Same place. It's only on for 2 weeks, though, called Modern Contemporary at the Western. 7:40 for the final 2 weeks. Hey, thanks everyone for playing. This has been heaps of fun. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
It'll end.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.